Blog Talk Radio.
Now rocking with the True T, with me, Genuine. On today's show, we're going to be discussing something beautiful. And they ask, what's that? Well, we're going to talk about how you can make a splash in your life. And also, we're going to be talking about how things could really impact. There's a lot of things that could impact your life and how we can change that for the better. Now, of course, today, one of the officers that was involved in the death of Freddie Gray was found not guilty. And it really changed, you know, it changed my life completely or whatever, because I was just like, wow, it's amazing. And what I want to say to you guys is this. I just feel like we need to get back to a place that we can actually love each other. You know, a lot of people say, well, you know, he had, you know, Freddie Gray should have never ran. But when the last time you saw a cop coming at you and you actually sat there? Really? And I'm like, I just feel like if we're going to be, brutally honest, let's keep it 100 right now, okay? A lot of the people who had their 2 cents in it wouldn't have done nothing, not one little bit, nothing. We have all these people saying, well, we should have, like, they should have convicted this guy. And they're saying that initially they didn't even want to try him first because they knew that his stuff was going to be more civil than did anything else. What he got charged with was nothing but misdemeanors. But still, they tried him anyway. I gotta quit it. All I'm asking is for the people in Baltimore, especially young people, please don't jack up the city, please. Because I don't know about you, but I recall me being 34 and having to hear my mayor say to us that we had a curfew. A curfew, dog, really? That really messed me up. So please do not tear up the city. So far, so good. Now, in these days and ages or whatever, we have a lot of people right now that are lost. They're looking for a way to get out of current situation. Or they're looking just to have some form of peace of mind. Now, here's the thing. It's great. It's great to have peace of mind. It really is. It's even better when you have people who are absolutely willing to go the extra distance for the citizens and for the people that's like them. Listen, black, white, Hispanic, no matter what it is, we are citizens of this great nation. Excuse me. Here's what I think we need to do. First and foremost, we need to get to a common place, a common denominator. That needs to happen first and foremost. Okay. Second of all, we need to be able to get to a place where we can protest peacefully. We can stand for the rights of not just blacks, but everybody, the rights, you know. Unfortunately, there are more blacks than whites that are being victimized out here. But what's going on now is that people don't want to stand up for anything, okay? But I will give them props, though, because this time last year, we had the city in uproar. Businesses burned down to the ground. Stores, you know, being broken into. A lot of stolen property. And now, you know, we're at a place now where hopefully now we can get back to marching in peace. And that's what it is. Well, I know we are all pissed off. We got it. But at least hopefully now we can get to a place where we can actually take this and strive and know that there's still an opportunity for each and every one of you guys to make a splash in each other's lives, whatever. Now, with that being the case, we need to do this right here. Start praying for the people that are out here right now. Don't just accept what you see. Don't accept it. Don't just accept it. You know what I'm saying? Do this right here. On the real. Okay? If you want to go out here and commit these crimes, guarantees you will go down. But the ones that are actually out here that are doing what they have to do to survive, grinding, I salute you guys. Why? Because there's not a lot of them doing that. You know, we need to get back to a place where we can all respect each other. In order to make a splash in your lives, you must be willing to help one another get to the next level. You know what I'm saying? You know, and on top of all of that, you need to be willing to survive. And be willing to know that sometimes you have to fail. You know, And that's what it is. That is what it is. You have to be able to fail in order to get to where you need to be. And that's just what it is. Anybody who disagrees with that obviously doesn't get the fact that things happen, things have been happening, and they're happening more and more for a reason. So that's what it is. And we're not just talking about just, you know, our typical people. You know what I'm saying? We're talking about everybody. You know? You know, anybody. And the lines are open, ladies and gentlemen. Call in 929-477-3273 right now, because we want to know how you feel. We want to know how you feel about what we're talking about and how you feel or what you feel needs to happen for us to get back to justice and peace instead of BS and drama and injustice. You know, I'm all for people marching in the streets and all that stuff, but let's get to a place where we can actually enjoy the fact that we have a more greater response and a peaceful one at that. You know? And here's how it is. It starts from the house, the household. That's where it starts from. The household. If there's chaos in your household, then I guarantee you there's also be chaos all around you at all times. There's chaos in the school when the school kids are not being taught correctly or giving misguided information. Then it trickles down into what's out here. And this is the truth. You know? When you have it where your neighborhood is ran down and all this stuff, then that's what happens then, because it trickles down to not only your kids, but to everybody else. Stand up for something. Don't fall for this anything. Don't just look at the news and say, well, this is what they're saying that's happening. So I'm just going to go in and just roll with it. There's no reason to do that. And that's why I'm saying that I need for you guys to really get at a place where you can actually win. If you want to win, you can win. Unfortunately, if you want to lose, you can lose. At the same time, it's a cause. It's a cause and effect. What you do, there's a cause and effect to it. You know, you want to lose and be at a place where you don't want to do absolutely nothing, then that's exactly what's going to happen in your life. There's nothing else I can say to that, but you do what you want to do. So right now, we'll get into Work by Big Chase, Genuine, Big Chase. With Big Chase, Genuine, Bobby Bills, and Spazzle, let's go.
I'm looking at the future, feeling many bills. From the bottom to the top, right to riches. If you ain't with it, nigga, mind your business. If you ain't with it, nigga, mind your business. Gotta put a what? Gotta put a what? So fly, so fresh, like I stepped out of church. Gotta put a what? Word. Gotta put a what? Yeah. So fly, so fresh, like I stepped out of church. Gotta put it work, man, these niggas think I'm playing. Splash Boys featuring Global, man, we playing every track, every radio. It's that crazy flow, from the 410, bumping in the East Coast. From the start to the finish, cash money, fuck the friends. I'ma keep it going in, I'ma keep it till you win to the very end. But this shit ain't never gonna end. Splash Boys P,
pass it to my brother Genuine. Whoa, fuck a Sanchez, bitch, grab your tan pack. Fuck a Solar Splash, boy, got anthrax. What you know about Spazzo in the round table? Showing niggas brotherly love like Cain and Abel. Ask me for life and I ain't talk about Nicky. Talk about generating all this realness. Who with me? And our team is deeper than Woodstock and Wu-Tang. And fuck your man, this bitch, we got hip-hop, that's our boo-thang. I'm looking at the future, feeling many bills. From the bottom to the top, breaking bitches. If you ain't with it, nigga, mind your business. If you ain't with it, nigga, mind your business. Gotta put a what? Gotta put a what? So fly, so fresh, like a death eye touch. Gotta put a what? Gotta put a what? So fly, so fresh, like a death eye touch.
Yo, say no names, but get at them. I rain on lanes like so whack them. Play no games with ducks quacking. Lay them on the pavement, puddles stay splashing. Rolling on them, quick fast, flash magnum, nickel plated. Y'all hate that I'm fantastic. So delusional, thinking that they had a chance. I'm with your bitch in the dance, and we ain't holding hands.
I built a dynasty, my team will live forever. A madman with a plan, we'll put together. Y'all haters should be honored by the greatness. My niggas bring the real, where y'all present the fakeness. You damn right, your boy feel a little cocky. That's faith in my team, we put in work, Rocky. Splash Boy is more than just a team. We a movement, a dream like Martin Luther King.
Hating up higher than Satan. Oh yeah, I'm putting in work, putting in work, putting in that work. So fly, so fresh, like a staff by church.
I'm looking at the future, feeling many bills. From the bottom to the top, record riches. If you ain't with it, nigga, mind your business. If you ain't with it, nigga, mind your business. Gotta put a what? Gotta put a what? So fly, so fresh, like a staff by church. From the bottom to the top, wreck the riches. If you ain't with it, nigga, mind your business. If you ain't with it, nigga, mind your business. Gotta put a what? Gotta put a what? So fly, so fresh, like a stepdad. Gotta put a what? Gotta put a what? So fly, so fresh, like a stepdad.
Yeah, that right there was Dick Chase, Genuine, Bobby Bills, and Spazzo with the song Work. All right, guys. We are now back right here, and we are live on Blog Talk Radio with me, Genuine, on the True Team. You know, since a year and a half ago when I joined the Splash Boys and really seen the movement they had for real. It really showed me that, you know, if you really want it, you can go for it, you know. All of them are working. All of them are hard-working individuals, humble individuals. And I can't help but to, you know, really salute them for it because with that being the case, it's just been real crazy for them. And so, you know, and I couldn't even pick a better team to even represent for them, you know. So I definitely want to thank each and every one of them for real, for what they did for them. And I can't thank you enough, you know. And that's how I'm talking to people like Spazzo and Flame Sparks or whatever, and to hear them say why they even wanted to put together something like this for them, it just amazed me for them. Because in every area of your life, you should want to be able to make a splash so deep that the haters could drown in it. And that's the truth. You know, so what do you guys think about this over here? Call me right now, 929-477-3273, because we want to hear from you guys. We want to hear from you guys, real. Also, tomorrow, will hopefully have a brand new joint off my album, Tia Settlement Calm. Let me tell you what that's about. So what I wanted to do was to, you know, have a collective montage of just great people, you know, in general, that really, really had me thinking, like, you know what? I have so many people as we speak right now who are hot, okay? Who are not afraid to say how they really feel instead of the BS that they want us to put out there. So, everybody who I wanted on there, except for one person, was able to come through. So I want to shout out to Billy the Don, Drex, Durain, Flame Sparks, Lyric 757, Azon Blaze, Big Chase, Frame of Mind, Say Cool, The Madman, King Solo. I mean, when you had people like that who really understand what's going on, this is what it is. We got a caller calling in right now. You know, and we wanted to let you guys know what's going on next. So I'm trying to get the call in right now for the reason, you know. All right, here we go. Calling you now and right now with me, Genuine, on the True T. What's good?
What's good?
So tell us how you feel about the verdict that was handed down today.
Oh, man, shit, I already knew that shit was going to happen. I mean, it's built directly into the fucking legal system. I mean, we've seen what's been happening, you know, the last couple of years when it comes to cops and unarmed killing. So, you know, we pretty much seen this coming.
So do you think that there's a possibility of any other cops getting actually found guilty?
Fuck no. You have a better chance of finding Santa Claus or, you know, the fucking rabbit that steals Easter eggs from all the kids. Because, I mean, you know, this legal system, man, it's funny as shit that you can get more time for a pistol than you doing a murder. I mean, you know, they fucking, you know, hung Michael Vick upside down for fighting dogs. But, you know, there's a fucking, you know, governmental agency and, you know, fucking government officials in a whole city of Flint that killed almost a whole fucking entire neighborhood, damn near an entire state, get away, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, just a great legal system that we in. So, I mean, you know, if it doesn't happen on any other level, then it's damn sure not going to happen for no cop. No.
Well, you know, and it's crazy that you said that because we kind of touched on that. By the way, this is Frame of Mind, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't know, because I'm so glad to have him to say how people were feeling, like, you know, especially with the media. The media is set to control us, and if you think about it like this, what one of the defense attorneys said today on TV was crazy because, like he said, first of all, they didn't even want to try this guy first because he had the lesser of all the charges. And he wasn't even tried and convicted not convicted. First of all, he wasn't convicted. Second of all, he wasn't convicted by just a judge. There was no trial. This was a special type of trial that they did for him. But let me go out there and shoot a motherfucker. Not only are they going to keep me in the jail until my trial, they're going to make sure that it's going to be a bunch of nigga-hating people on there for them. And then on top of all that, they're going to make sure that they convict me on something. Okay? And so when I saw that, I already knew it was going to happen though. But what I was talking about, friend of mine, was this, okay? I have to applaud the young people and the people that was mad about the verdict that they didn't fuck the city up again. Because everybody thought that was going to happen. Because, I mean, it doesn't solve anything.
Right, yeah. This is not. And I think the absence of action is not really going to work for us in this situation because we're going to have to find something to do to stop it. But rioting is not going to help the situation because we've been rioting for the last, I don't know, damn near like 1,000 years. And, you know, the people that are selected in power, I won't just say white people, but the people that are selected in power won't make any moves until those pockets get tapped and they actually begin to go through shit on their own home fronts. And, you know, rioting is not going to change anything, but the absence of action when these killings go on and we don't, you know, go down and, you know, try to rectify the situation. I mean, I'm not going to necessarily say in a nonviolent type of way because, you know, nonviolence is not going to get us anywhere either. Most of the time, I mean, if we're looking at, you know, the past, we can look at some of those situations where we try to play nonviolence and we pretty much got more violence put on us. So we just had to find a different way to do it. I mean, you know, if open to suggestion, but not doing anything is not going to get it.
But where I was going with that was, you know, just looking at everything and hearing the different statements that were made from some of the citizens of Baltimore was this. Like, you know, it seems like most of the cops are getting rewarded now for just killing black men, period. You know, and so what I would like to say, because like I told them before earlier, I'm like this. At the end of the day, we have to find a different way. And the problem with it is that nobody wants to stand up for absolutely nothing. Nothing. We got the prosecution, and defense, like they were working together. And it was like they were all cool with it. Like, yeah. So I just think that we got to find a different way. But fucking the city up and looting again, that shit, nothing, that's not going to solve anything. So I have to give the props for that, though. But before we go, I want you to tell the people, what do you think needs to happen for us to get back to bringing peace back into the cities? Not just here, but this period.
Well, it's a tough question because there's so much that we have to do. But first of all, we have to stop fucking, going at each other's necks for past mistakes and past situations and past relationships. We have to find a way to let that shit go. And we need to, first of all, unify before we do anything. We need to, first of all, unify and have knowledge of ourselves, first of all. Before anything, unifying, having knowledge of yourself, and then you'll be able to uplift your fellow brother, your fellow sister. And then from there, we can kind of begin to possibly build some of the things that we used to have in the back of the day, but a little bit more stronger because you kind of seen it back in the day. And I'll definitely say the Black Panthers, I guess I could put the US organization in there too as well, and the Nation of Islam, what you've seen with these particular organizations was that they were strong for a while because they were unified, but then they, in the later dates, they were infiltrated because of, you know, they pretty much played on what black people have problems with all the time, which is jealousy. Jealousy of people in leadership and jealousy of people in leadership positions. So if we could just become stronger on that aspect and just remind and continue to remind ourselves of what we're trying to do and what we're planning to do with, if we was to make another organization like that, we could stay to the whatever the achievement that you want to get in that particular organization. You want to stick to that goal, so that way you won't go through the things of, you know, past membership groups and stuff like that. Because once they find somewhere where you can, where they feel like they can like fit in, then they will begin to infiltrate. And then another thing that we had to do is we have to make sure that when these particular things go on, we can't stop making moves in the street, like peaceful protests and all that stuff. You know, going to city halls, we need to be on that 365 days a year, every day, until, you know, people that's in power feel you every day, then they're not going to make moves. I mean, yeah, they expect you to come out there for a week and be strong in the courts and things like that, but you can't be off of it after a month. You can't be off of it after a week. You can't, you know, stop. You can't, you know, stop talking about Sandra Bland and Trayvon Martin and Freddie Gray and people of that sort. And I mean, just countless killings, man. You know, we have to make sure we stay on top of it every day. And we got to make sure that we tap them into their pockets too, because if we do not, then of course they're going to, you know, feel like they can kill us without having any type of consequence coming to them. And, you know, you're dealing with a heartless person. So the only way to hit a heartless person is through their pockets, because they make money off of us every year. If we was not to fucking, you know, I mean, just drain this whole fucking economy, you know, pretty much like we own this economy. If we was to pull all of our fucking money out at once, there was no way they would survive. Every other minority that has come to America keeps their, you know, economy inside of their communities. So mm-hmm. we have to learn how to do the same, and we also have to learn how to change our mindset from, you know, slaves and employees to employers and CEOs. Mm-hmm. But that's a totally different story. But definitely changing that mindset and not being jealous of anyone because they know a little bit more than you or they have a little bit more stature than yours. We started out this whole civilization, you know, becoming philosophers and people that, you know, knew about different things, and we fed off of each other because we had different skills. We wasn't jealous of each other back in the day. That's where all of this, you know, derived from, the Egyptians and things like that. So know yourself and you'll know better, but you can't be, you know, knowing yourself and know better if you watch an Empire. So it's definitely,
well, I'm gonna tell you,
a change of mindset.
Yeah, and it really is, because if we don't change our mindset, then we're still going to be the poorly educated, unregistered voters and black men and women who don't give a fuck. Excuse me. And see, here's the problem with that. If you realize it, there's been a decline in this election here of black people actually voting. Why is that? The reason being is because we're back to, well, my voice is not going to be heard, so I don't think I'm going to vote. That's bullshit. Your voice will always be heard if you make it heard. If you never make your voice heard, then how is it supposed to be heard? Doesn't make sense.
Well, I'm kind of on a fence. I'm kind of on a fence about that because I won't say that our voice won't be heard. I think that we just have to find another way to do it. Because, I mean, we've been, if we're going about voices, we've been ripping and screaming and hollering and rioting and, you know, killing each other and, you know, making these, radio shows and protests and things like that for the last 400 or 500 years. And, but, for lack of a better term, I don't think that voting is necessarily going to do anything because, you know, first of all, the electoral vote belongs to the United States government. So, I mean, you can go vote, but there's a possibility that your vote won't even get to the ballot. There was something that happened in Baltimore where, you know, Baltimore had the they had their first primary election, and their votes I think they said they're unidentifiable, whereas they're not going to be counted. Whereas we got to do the whole process over again because they said they couldn't find the votes.
Yep, and that's what happened.
So yeah, so
and
you know, like when you look at that system, just in Maryland. Maryland, of course, being a big swing state, pretty much. If you're looking at just that part, then there could be somewhere where you could say, yeah, I don't really have to vote because, you know, there's a possibility that the vote won't be counted. But that doesn't mean you don't go out there and protest and still put your voice out in a different manner. So,
right.
You know, if you don't vote, that's fine. But, yeah, don't quit on making your voice heard.
Right, exactly. And so, like you said, never quit on making your voice heard because, to me, I think that eventually, and I can't say right now, I can say eventually, you know, we will definitely finally get our voice heard completely where it'll actually change like the bit of change that happened, like you said, with the Black Panthers and Martin Luther King and everything like that. Because if you think about it, he was for unifying, not splitting apart, even when he was still getting oppressed by the people he was trying to bring together. So, I mean, and I think that's one reason why Congress hated Barack Obama, because that's exactly what he was trying to do. And he had a vision, and they were making sure that he did not at all get, like, I would say 60% of his vision out. So, I mean, but I guarantee you this, if Donald Trump gets into the office and gets the presidency, all your candy stores and all your little mom and pop stores that you love to go into and you spend all this money on and stuff, you might as well take all your money now and invest in these shops right now, because I would say about 75% of the people that are here right now will be gone. I guarantee you that, because he doesn't, if you're not white, then you're not right. I'm just saying. But whatever. Man, he was here because that's a whole different story. I need you to call back in tomorrow because, yeah, we're gonna have a very interesting conversation on Trump. Just Trump. That's all you guys say is
Trump.
Man. And everybody will call in for that because they'd be like, well, I can't stand that episode. Guess what, though? That ignorant, racist, bigoted motherfucker is winning. And all because all these young people claimed they were going to back Hillary and Bernie. And where are those young people at? Probably hot men that are scared like a motherfucker. Anyway, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Getting their votes miscounted.
But guess what, though? Before you go, that's crazy if you think about it. But we're going back to how they decided that they were going to take the first seven presidents before George Washington and basically elect them from the electoral Congress compared to, but anyway, that's the whole other story.
Yeah, we never moved. We never fucking
move. That's all
that is
right there.
We just changed
and we're not going to move. How about that part? That's the sad part about this. We're not going to move.
Yeah.
That's sad.
True.
But for us to still be practicing the same bullshit from 1780 something all the way to now, really?
Yeah.
That's crazy. But anyway, I need you to call in tomorrow, though. Seriously.
I got you, man. I got you. I'll be
there.
We got to.
Mm-hmm. All right. All right, so.
Man, have a good one.
You too. So before we let you guys go, you know we can't leave this right here without the purity. So let's get into this right here. There you go. Before I let you go, hold up. One more thing. I need you guys to go and get in contact with Kevin Clemons. All right? That's C-L-E-M-O-N-S, Kevin Clemons. He's the regional leader of Primerica. Okay? And I need you guys to go and get in contact with him. Why? Because he can give you a great opportunity if you're looking for work or just trying to get yourself insured and saving money and be financially stable and able to provide, totally look him up right now. Go on Facebook, ladies and gentlemen, and look him up right now, Kevin Clemons. I'm out of here. I'm genuine. This has been the True Tea One.